Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, February 9th, and I am reading from the New International Version. Today we pick up in Genesis 31 and verses 1 through 21, and the title in my Bible says this, Jacob flees from Laban. Jacob heard that Laban's sons were saying, Jacob has taken everything our father owned and has gained all this wealth from what belonged to our father. And Jacob noticed that Laban's attitude toward him was not what it had been. Then the Lord said to Jacob, Go back to the land of your fathers and to your relatives, and I will be with you. So Jacob sent word to Rachel and Leah to come out to the fields where his flocks were. He said to them, I see that your father's attitude toward me is not what it was before, but the God of my father has been with me. You know that I've worked for your father with all my strength, yet your father has cheated me by changing my wages 10 times. However, God has not allowed him to harm me. If he said, the speckled ones will be your wages, then all the flocks gave birth to speckled young. And if he said, the streaked ones will be your wages, then all the flocks bore streaked ones. So God has taken away your father's livestock and has given them to me. In breeding season, I once had a dream in which I looked up and saw that the male goats mating in the flock were streaked, speckled, or spotted. The angel of God said to me in the dream, Jacob, I answered, here I am. And he said, look up and see that all the male goats mating in the flock are streaked, speckled, or spotted. For I have seen all that Laban has been doing to you. I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed a pillar and where you made a vow to me. Now leave this land at once and go back to your native land. Then Rachel and Leah replied, Do we still have any share in the inheritance of our father's estate? Does he not regard us as foreigners? Not only has he sold us, but he has used up what was paid for us. Surely all the wealth that God took away from our father belongs to us and our children. So do whatever God has told you. Then Jacob put his children and his wives on camels, and he drove all his livestock ahead of him, along with all the goods he had accumulated in Paddan Aram, to go to his father Isaac in the land of Canaan. When Laban had gone to shear his sheep, Rachel stole her father's household gods. Moreover, Jacob deceived Laban the Aramean by not telling him he was running away. So he fled with all he had, crossed the Euphrates River, and headed for the hill country of Gilead. And now let's turn over to the Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 59. For the director of music, to the tune of Do Not Destroy, of David a miktam, when Saul had sent men to watch David's house in order to kill him. Deliver me from evildoers and save me from those who are after my blood. See how they lie in wait for me? Fierce men conspire against me for no offense or sin of mine, Lord. I have done no wrong, yet they are ready to attack me. Arise to help me. Look on my plight. You, Lord God Almighty, you who are the God of Israel, rouse yourself to punish the nations. Show no mercy to wicked traitors. They return at evening, snarling like dogs, and prowl about the city. See what they spew from their mouths? The words from their lips are sharp as swords, and they think, Who can hear us? But you laugh at them, Lord. You scoff at all those nations. You are my strength. I watch for you. You, God, are my fortress, my God on whom I can rely. God will go before me and will let me gloat over those who slander me. But do not kill them, Lord our shield, or my people will forget. In your might uproot them and bring them down. For the sins of their mouths, for the words of their lips, let them be caught in their pride. For the curses and lies they utter, consume them in your wrath, consume them till they are no more. Then it will be known to the ends of the earth that God rules over Jacob. They return at evening, snarling like dogs, and prowl about the city. They wander about for food and howl if not satisfied. But I will sing of your strength. In the morning I will sing of your love. For you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble. You are my strength. I sing praise to you. You, God, are my fortress, my God on whom I can rely. Before we move on, I just want to maybe reiterate some of the things that we hear about God in this psalm. You are our strength, Lord. You are our fortress. We can rely on you. And so we thank you, Lord, for that good reminder this morning, whatever we face today. Now we move over to the book of John. And in John today, the title of my Bible says, John the Baptist denies being the Messiah. This is John chapter 1, verses 19 through 34. Now this was John's testimony when the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was. He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, "I am not the Messiah." They asked him, "Then who are you? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Finally, they said, "Who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, "I am the voice of one calling in the wilderness. Make straight the way for the Lord." Now the Pharisees who had been sent questioned him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" "I baptize with water," John replied, "but among you stands one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." This all happened at Bethany, on the other side of the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, 'A man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel." Then John gave this testimony, "I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him, and I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' I have seen and I testify that this is God's chosen one." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I wanted to tell you that a small group of us from the church are going in a couple of weeks to the Denver area to help a church plant called the Local Church. And last night we met with the gentleman who leads this church. His name is Justin, and he told us two stories about prayer that were so powerful. He reminded us of the importance of prayer and bathing a church plant in prayer, and how they had really focused on prayer as they went out to canvas the areas. And he met during his time canvassing the area two people in which he realized how significant prayer was. The first was a gentleman who has multiple sclerosis. He met him when he was knocking on doors with flyers to invite people to the church. This gentleman opened the door and Justin began to talk about the church. The gentleman later revealed to Justin that just the night before he had been in such pain with his MS that he cried out to the Lord and said, "Lord, if you will relieve my pain, I will get involved in a local church." He had not been in a local church in some couple of decades, Justin said, and just the night before had made this promise to the Lord, and then Justin showed up at his door. Another similar story was about a woman, I think her name was Jody, who was in a park one day when Justin and others were canvassing and looking for people who might be interested in connecting with their church. He started with simple conversation with her, and then he asked her if she was a member of a church, and she said, "No, but I follow Christ," or something like that. They got to talking a little bit more, and she had been hurt by someone in the church or the church, and just had a hard spot in her soul for the church. But the night before, she had been praying to the Lord about whether she should re-engage in church, and she had told God to please just send her a man of God to help her. And not 12 hours later, Justin shows up at the park and they begin talking about the local church, and he had been sent by the Lord. It had been prepared in advance through his prayer and also through her prayer. And now Jody is a part of the launch team that is helping this church to launch. The weekend that we go, they will be launching their church. So on Sunday, February 20th, the local church will launch. And so I want us to be in prayer for them as they continue to reach out to their neighbors for the sake of the gospel. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for this opportunity to read your word. Thank you for the blessing that it is to us. Thank you for the reminders that you love us in spite of who we are. Thank you that you are a refuge in times of trouble, an ever-present help in times of need. Thank you for the witness of John the Baptist to the chosen one, to the Holy One, our Savior. We pray, Lord, for the local church in Old Town Arvada near Denver. We ask, Lord, for Justin and his wife and their daughter. We pray your blessings on them. We ask that you would continue to prepare people who would be a part of their launch team, and also that you would bring people who need a touch from you to this church service. Help them to realize their need for you, and help them to realize their need for community with others. Please bless our church, Lord. Please help us to be conduits of your grace to one another and to the world around us. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.